So in agenda paper 7, we analyzed the comments received on a tentative agenda decision regarding the disclosure of summarized financial information for material joint ventures and associates. The Interpretations Committee issued this tentative agenda on the basis of the outreach results received, which indicated that there was no significant diversity observed in practice on this issue. We received two comments on the tentative agenda decision, and both respondents agreed with this decision for the reasons set out in it. And consequently, we are proposing to finalize the agenda decision with no further edits. We ask the Interpretations Committee if it agrees with our proposal.
Martin?
Generally, I agree. However, we have a very, very similar topic, and this disclosure of a subsidiary with a material non-controlling interest and for material joint venture or associate. They are quite close. We discussed the topic last time. The question is whether it wouldn't be useful to combine them later on into, well, if it would be the same thing that we said, it is a non-agenda decision, to put it all together. Otherwise, I have this piecemeal work. I mean, I'm open for any comments. I would also accept to do it that way, but I guess the other one is more beneficial for readers and to find the topic at a later point in time.
Fair point. How hard will that be? Would that be, Michael?
I think it's worth looking at. We might get a more cohesive agenda decision wrapping up all of the issues. I don't see a problem with that.
Hard to publish this time.
No. Sorry? I think what I would suggest is that we just sort of note this point in the IFRIC update this time, and that we would bring it back with the feedback that we get on the other agenda decision
in my own incoherent way. That's what I was.
Thank you.
That's what I was trying to say.
Laurent and Andrew.
Just be helpful for our constituents to prepare for the year ends. We are in November. The discussion will take place later in January. If we can give a hint already in the IFRIC update that the committee was supportive.
Yes, and certainly if the committee was inclined to agree in principle on this agenda decision, but to wait to finalise until the next time, then we could put something to that effect in IFRIC update. Andrew?
I had exactly the same point as Martin, really, and Denise and I have had a brief exchange of emails about this before the meeting, but you know, this decision does say that each means each in the context of joint ventures, and the September tentative decision about subsidiaries and each might or might not mean each, so we just need to put those two pieces of paper together and make sure it kind of makes sense collectively.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly what IFRIC update says. Then, do we publish this wording as Denise proposes, but then say, oh, by the way, we're going to think about whether or not it's consistent, but until we think about it, this is what we think? Or do we say, we've decided not to finalize discussions on it,
mm-hmm.
and not publish this agenda decision, and we're going to wait till December.
January.
Excuse me, January, that's right. To decide whether or not we reach consistent views on the two of them, I'm open to either alternative. Both of them seem to me to have a downside, though. John?
I mean, I wouldn't hold up. There hasn't been any disagreement with this tentative agenda decision. It's been out there for 60 days for comments, so I think we should finalize it. If we subsequently want to package it together with a later one, fair enough, but I don't see why we should hold up the finalization of this agenda decision.
The only risk would be if we, in the packaging, decide, oops, they're not consistent and they should be.
I don't know that anyone has any disagreement. I mean, I haven't heard any disagreement with the conclusions
okay.
in this agenda decision.
All right. Objections to publishing then? With the proviso that we will come back, because we think Martin has a valid point, and make sure we haven't stubbed our toe on this one. Okay, that's what we'll do. Oh, on the phones, excuse me. Fei Long?
No objection.
Sandy?
Objection.
Okay, that's what we'll do. Gosh, golly, we're not quite back on schedule. Denise, you go again on core inventories, an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, in agenda paper 8, we analyzed the comments received on another tentative agenda decision regarding the accounting for core inventories. We received 4 responses. 2 of them agree with the tentative agenda decision for the reasons set out in it. Another respondent thinks that the main reason set out by the Interpretations Committee for issuing an agenda decision should be instead that the issue is too broad and not the fact that there is no diversity in practice within the same industry. The 4th respondent, who is the original submitter of this issue, disagrees with the decision to remove this issue from its agenda because diversity in practice exists in the accounting for core inventories. We provided staff analysis and on the basis of what we understood at the discussions held at the July 2014 meeting, of which we reflect the summary in paragraphs 15 and to 17 of this paper. We recommend that the agenda decision should be finalized, but only by including some proposed edits to reflect that the main reason for issuing this agenda decision is that the issue is too broad, as one of the respondents has suggested. So we are asking whether you agree with this proposal.
Just an observation. This one, viewed from outside, we're saying that the issue of deciding the difference between an inventory and a fixed asset is too broad. Do we really, are we comfortable saying that? Or is there another way to articulate the rationale? Because I've had some feedback on this one of people saying, 2 or 3 calls of people saying, you've got to be kidding. So, John?
As I said in July, I disagree with not taking this on the agenda. I think we should be taking this on the agenda, and I agree with the comments of Esme in response to the tentative agenda decision. I don't see any reason why we should not be putting this on the agenda.
Bruce?
Exactly the same. In July, I was the same. I was one of the people who was opposed to taking this off the agenda. I think it is now. I think we should take it on, and having read the comments, I don't know why we are taking it off. And I think As evidence to that, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I think the reason we're putting it on here is not going to hold up. I think we're saying what's too broad a scope project, and yet it's quite narrowly defined in terms of what we want to look at. I think we should relook at that.
Marie, I bet I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I mean, we understand that it might be different fact pattern, but what we have at the moment is that the issue is too broad. We don't think the issue is so broad, and if it's a different fact pattern, I think you should investigate more to see exactly what is the difference and why in that case it leads to a different accounting, because we feel not so comfortable with the new drafting agenda. As well as.
I think that's something we could do.
Pardon?
I think we could do follow the route that Marie was suggesting in terms of probing some of these differences between different industries to bottom out more why there are differences between them. I know at the last meeting, some of the committee members said they felt that it was reflective of the differences between the industries, but I think we could look at that in a bit more detail.
Andrew?
You know, I was happy with the tentative decision, I have to say. I didn't really feel burdening me to add this to the agenda. I think the Australian board have got a good point in principle. It shouldn't be a precedent that's consistency within industries, but possible diversity between industries is kind of okay. It's not okay, but I think in this area, in practice, you know, I feel it probably is okay. I think people are making comparisons in this area of entities within particular industries, and yeah, I just don't set a strong demand for an interpretation in this area. I think there can be some judgment and some disclosure, but that's okay.
Tony?
In much the same place as Andrew, I think I'm comfortable with the agenda decision, subject to perhaps a drafting comment. At the moment it says, receive informal consultations with ISB members, the proposed scope of core inventories. I'm not sure what the scope of core inventories actually means. So I wondered if the drafting might be tidied up, but otherwise I was comfortable going ahead with the staff recommendation.
Reinhardt and then Laurence.
I'm very much in the same spot as Tony and Andrew. I'm happy with the proposed agenda decision. I think as we, based on some of the internal discussions we've had, we will find that the reasons for the differences between industry is because of the very specific fact patterns. And I'm just concerned that as we go down to try to articulate that, we're going to get some very detailed discussions on very industry-specific areas. So, I'm happy with this agenda decision.
Okay, that would perhaps, I'm just thinking a minute. Then perhaps the reference in the agenda decision to a broader scope project is inaccurate. More intensive, more detailed, more in depth, but still the same question. Martin, Laurence, and Charlotte.
It would be if you say, okay, we do not have it on the agenda, and we are aware that there might be different, say, behaviors across industries, that we would, well, ask for more disclosure, or at least expect that it is made absolutely clear what is done and why.
Always a fair point. Laurence, Charlotte, and then the phones.
I was more comfortable with the previous drafting as published in IFRIC update. I understand the concerns of those who say too broad a project. I'm not convinced. Well, we already spent a couple of meetings discussing this topic. We realized that indeed there is no diversity within certain types of industries. We were struggling going for an interpretation amendment and finding the how we could frame and improve for distinguishing whether it is inventory or PP&E, because indeed within each industry the situation is different. So I was not offended by the fact that we were just mentioning no diversity within an industry. Perhaps what we didn't investigate enough is whether the fact that you may have differences between industries isn't linked to the fact that the fact patterns are different, and it may well be justified.
That still isn't a broader scope project, it's a more detailed analysis.
Yeah, it's more detailed analysis.
Charlotte?
I think I had a similar question. Well, my question is really, I have no evidence that the diversity between industries is caused by a difference in fact pattern. I could take people's word for it, but it may just be tradition, that's the norm there, and they may actually have exactly the same fact patterns, in which case it is a diversity that should be addressed. It may not be a burning issue to anyone. But I would think I would like to understand if that diversity is based on facts and circumstances rather than just arbitrary.
Okay. On the phones. Fei Long?
decision voiding.
Sandy?
Yeah, I think my recollection is I was more in the ESMA camp in the last meeting. I think Charlotte makes a good point, though, about the genesis of the industry differences. So.
So where are you on the topic?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can ask some questions that may tease that out then. Question one. Do we do more work? Or do we stop? How many in favor of doing more work? The work being designed to better articulate the specific differences and the characteristics of those differences. So it would be evidence gathering. Who would favor that approach? Four in the room. Fei Long?
I'm favored.
In favor of that. Sandy? That's a tie.
6 out of 14.
Oh, 6 out of 14. So who wants to just stop and then we'll get into the explanation of why we stopped? Who wants to stop?
Eight.
Okay.
Plus
Fei Long, he said stop? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I counted him the other way. All right. So we stop. May I make a proposal that we explain our reason not in terms of the scope of the project, but in terms of the amount of work involved and our anticipation of the payoff? That we think it would require significant additional work, and it's not clear that the work would produce anything. I'm not sure exactly how to phrase that, but it's a cost-benefit trade-off. And the costs and the benefits are in terms of costs and benefits to the committee. Who would object to us incorporating that kind of wording? The two guys who want to keep it on the agenda. Bruce.
I was just going to say, it's not necessarily on this project. I get about
us actually saying that as a principle. We're saying basically that, you know, sorry guys, we think this is too much work. I mean, I think we need to work through the kind of agenda decision process we go through. Is there diversity or whatever? So if we can't tick off the boxes, I don't think we've followed due process as a committee. And to say it's too much work, I don't remember seeing anything there saying, well, because this is too much work, we're not going to do it. I think, you know, as much as I accept, I mean, it seems that John and myself are completely in the minority. Fine, if we're going to take it off, I think we need to articulate our reasons to why we take it off.
I was inarticulate. I think I, specifically looking at the agenda criteria, there is a point there about the amount of investment of IFRIC resources and whether or not they can be better put someplace else. I forget the precise words. But whether it can be resolved in a reasonable amount of time with
That's different
with
too.
Available resources.
Yeah, I've seen that slightly differently too. We think this is too much work. To me, that's more of a, you know, we just don't think we can get to an answer on that. I think this we could get to an answer on. I mean.
Well, but this is, again, I don't want to re-argue this. My concern is saying this is too broad a scope.
It's wrong.
Is wrong. Because we know what the scope is it IAS or IAS 16. There must be other reasons why we don't think that the problem is susceptible to resolution, which we ought to articulate.
You didn't think there was a problem because there wasn't diversity within the industry, and that diversity across industries isn't considered a problem. That seemed to be what.
Well, that's what we said last time.
Well, we didn't. I don't think we said that in the.
And I thought we dropped
diversity. Maybe we need to expand.
No, we said diversity.
No, we did say that.
But maybe we just need to expand. I'd rather have, I mean, if you're going to reject it, which I don't necessarily support, I'd rather have it rejected on the diversity grounds, which I think is the reason people are rejecting it.
Yes, we said that there was diversity between industries, yeah. But we didn't explain the rationale behind that, which was that it was understood there were differences in the circumstances between those industries, which then justified there being a difference
in
the
diversity in the actual principles that are being applied, that's what we're saying.
Or that we didn't identify any.
Okay.
Regulator preference, Jane?
Not sure how much I want to say, it's because it's your process, but I'm a little troubled. I think we're troubled that there's diversity between industries. Clearly, people are interpreting this differently. And I do understand there's a large volume of work if you were trying to grasp intelligence on all of the industries. But maybe there's a smaller step you could take and get some intelligence on a few industries, some which we know have differences from, you know, one method to the other.
In my informal way, I may have driven you to an inappropriate conclusion.
No, we had discussed internally that there is kind of a cost benefit here. It seems as though this you could get lost in the details of this issue, but it feels like you need to understand. Somebody needs to understand why there's some diversity here, and I'm not sure if everybody understands that right now. That's just an idea of a path. It might get you someplace other than just dropping it now when you've got some people that are pretty vocal about the diversity without taking on the whole project.
Charlotte, did you say everything you wanted to say?
Perhaps it's more a case of differences in accounting between industries rather than diversity between industries, because if we're saying that there's differences in accounting to reflect different circumstances, then that doesn't necessarily mean it's diversity.
Alan, last call.
It's probably just very similar words. And see, I worry about the word diversity because that implies very similar fact patterns get different outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we don't know is whether their differences in underlying economics give quite legitimate outcomes. We just haven't got enough evidence to say that we have got diversity. And so there may be some wording in here. It's almost, instead of saying in light of additional analysis, it's basically in the absence of specific cases where there clearly is diversity amongst similar conditions or something like that, then they decided not to take it on. What that does is it leaves it slightly open that if we do find or people provide us with evidence that there are such, you look at two industries, absolutely the same, but they come up with different answers, then there's scope to come back to it if we have. But we have looked, we've asked people, we really haven't got really good fact patterns that trouble us to say that these are economically identical with different outcomes.
Okay, so Alan's proposal, pretty good, would be to say in the absence of evidence to the contrary, that the observed differences are in fact differences in the application of principles to similar situations.
I don't think we go quite that far. Just okay. We haven't got any cases that we could not find, or were not given cases where it was clear that similar economics would have been accounted for in different ways. But I think it's...
That would give us an opening. Say, hey, we do have...
Yeah.
All right. Does anyone object to wording along those lines? Other than the guys who want to do the project, yeah. But...
I object to wording along those lines, but I don't think we have a basis for making those comments. We have submission has been made to us. If we haven't done enough analysis, it's our obligation.
We lost.
To do some further analysis. I don't understand why this has been taken off the agenda when we haven't done that analysis.
We just spent 10 minutes trying to find a reason why we're taking this off the agenda, and I still don't think we've got one. I mean, if that isn't evidence that we've got a bit of a challenge, I don't know what is.
Do the pleas before sentencing persuade anyone to change their view? Okay. We're going to go with the last thing we heard, which was Alan's proposal. I'm going to ask Alan to work with Denise, and you all will see the revised wording when you look at update. Okay.